Mem Davinia took from the cupboard a twine and linen belt, strong and very skilfully woven. It had a silver buckle fashioned in the image of a running hare. Attached to the belt was a weapon that was neither sword nor dagger, being about half the length of the former and twice the size of the latter. Tam cast admiring glances at the beautiful thing, as his mother set the belt sash fashion, running over his shoulder and across his chest, so that the buckle hung at his side. The long knife had no sheath, but fitted neatly through a slot in the belt buckle. Carefully, the young hare drew the weapon from its holder. Double-edged and keenly pointed, its blue steel blade was chased with curious designs. The cross hilt was of silver, set with green gems, bound tightly with tough, red-braided twine. The handle seemed to be made for his paw. A highly polished piece of rock crystal formed the pommel stone. Mem tapped it lovingly, saying,
"This was made by a badger lord in the forge of Thalamandastron. 'Tis called a dirk. No weapon ever served me better in the days when I ran with the long patrol. Your father always preferred the battle axe, but the dirk was the weapon that I loved specially. It is the best gift I can give you, my son. Take it and use it to defend yourself and those weaker than you. Never surrender it to a foe beast or let any creature take it from you. Time is running short and you must leave now. Don't look back. Go, make Camp Tusk proud of you. Promise me you return here some day. Your father loves you as much as I do. Fate and fortune go with you, Tamlo de Formolo Tusk. Do honour to our name."
Osmunda patted his ears fondly.
"Very well, Maester Tam, or you may see."
Seconds later, Tamlo was rushing out into the night, his face streaked with tears and covered in white flower dust from his mother's goodbye embrace. Russ and Audrey materialised out of the pine shadows like a wraith.
"I hope my pancakes aren't getting squashed in that there bag. Looks like you've brought enough victuals with you to feed a regiment for 7 seasons. Right, come on, young'un. Let's see if those paws of yours are any good after all the soft living you've been brought up with. Shift yourself now. Move."
The young hare shot forward like an arrow from a bow, dashing away from his birthplace to face the unknown.